Welcome to this podcast from the Medical Journal of Australia. My name is Sam Hunt, the MJA's news and online editor. Today we are discussing the health impacts of wood heater smoke. It follows a new study which shows it can cause between 11 and 63 deaths per year in the Australian Capital Territory alone. The study, published in the Medical Journal of Australia, also shows that the bushfire smoke that blanketed Canberra in early 2020, from the Black Summer bushfires burning on the New South Wales south coast, caused 31 deaths. Let's learn more now from our special guest who led the research, Professor Sotiris Vardalakis. He is the Professor of Environmental Public Health at the University of Canberra and the Director of the HEAL Network. Now, the HEAL Network stands for the Healthy Environments and Lives Network, which brings together Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander knowledge, as well as sustainable development and environmental epidemiology, to address climate change and its impacts on health. Professor Vardalakis, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Sam. It's a pleasure to join your program.
Before we dive into your research, can you please give our audience a little bit of an idea about your background and your passion for this topic?
I'm an environmental health specialist, so I'm interested in the effects of environmental stressors on human health and the environment. A lot of my work focuses on climate change, on air pollution, on extreme events and the impact they have on communities, on human health in the environment. I have done a lot of work on pollution coming from different sources and in different settings. Most recently in Australia, my team and myself, we've been looking at the effects of pollution coming from bushfires, from industry, from road traffic, and recently from wood heaters, which is a source of air pollution, which affects air quality in Australia in a major way. And it's not appreciated always by the public. It's not always in the front of our mind when we're thinking of air pollution. So this is the focus of the study we published in the Medical Journal of Australia.
And Professor Vardalakis, you've been looking at wood heater smoke for some time. What are the health impacts of this smoke?
Wood heaters produce a large amount of emissions of fine particles. The fine particles, PM2.5, as we call it, which is emitted from wood heaters, penetrates deep into the respiratory system. It goes down into the lungs, and the smaller particles also translocate into the bloodstream. So the effect of wood heater smoke has an impact on respiratory health, but also potentially on cardiovascular health and on many other health outcomes, which are related also to other sources of air pollution. But the smoke also affects communities and families in other ways. So we know that there are many asthma exacerbations, people with pre-existing illness, COPD or any other of lung disease will be affected disproportionately by wood heater smoke.
And let's turn to the recent research published in the Medical Journal of Australia. It sounds like we were both in Canberra during the Black Summer bushfires when smoke blanketed the capital in January 2020. Now, the research attributes 31 deaths in Canberra to the smoke. And did this terrible event prompt the research?
With this study to raise awareness of the effects of air pollution more broadly, but also specifically raise awareness of the effects of wood heater smoke on community health in the Australian Capital Territory, Canberra, and more broadly in Australia. We experienced the extreme bushfire smoke pollution during the bushfires of the Black Summer in Canberra and many parts of Australia. And at that time, the HEAL Network colleagues estimated the impact of the smoke to be over 400 excess deaths in Australia and around 30 deaths in Canberra in relation to these extreme levels of air pollution from the bushfires. Consequently, we want to estimate air pollution impacts from other sources. And of course, we know that in cities and towns in eastern Australia, South Australia, wood heaters is a major source of air pollution. We know that around 10% of the population are using wood heaters, but this is causing around 25% of all air pollution in ACT and in Sydney. So the effect of wood heaters on air quality, on air pollution, is disproportionate to the number of people using wood heaters. And this is every year, every winter, we have this issue with the wood heater smoke.
And let's go through your findings. One of your headline findings is that the estimated number of deaths in the ACT caused by wood heater smoke is similar to the number of people who died from that extreme bushfire smoke during the Black Saturday bushfires. What can you tell me about your findings?
So in this case, we used air quality monitoring data from Canberra and epidemiological evidence from Australia and overseas to carry out an impact assessment and calculate the impact of wood heater smoke on mortality. So we estimated the number of deaths attributable to wood heater smoke in the Australian Capital Territory. And we found that this was between 11 and 63 deaths every year. So this is comparable to the deaths from bushfire smoke during the Black Summer. But in this case, it's year on year. So the accumulated effect is even larger. And this is a significant problem for public health because it affects communities. It's very difficult to avoid wood heater smoke.
And let's look at the government response. We'll start by talking, I guess, about the territory response, and then maybe we'll look a bit more broadly. So in the ACT, the territory government has acted to phase out wood heaters by 2045 and extended a ban in some western suburbs. How do you view this response?
The response by the ACT government is very positive. It's a very positive development. I believe this is the first time an Australian state or territory is posing some kind of objective to reduce use of wood heaters in the communities with a specific timeline. We work closely with ACT government to provide the scientific evidence that will underpin the implementation of this strategy. We need to see how this strategy is going to be implemented. And of course, ideally, we'd like to see the timelines being brought forward. We want to make sure that our communities are free from wood heater smoke sooner rather or later. We know that the effects are accumulate over time.
And let's look more broadly, because those wood heaters are common across southern Australia, basically wherever it gets cold in winter. Have other jurisdictions taken any action yet? What kind of things would you like to see?
There are actions that need to be taken at state and territory level, but also at federal level. Based on our research, we advocate for a phase out of wood heaters. So that means phasing out existing wood heaters, particularly the older ones, which emit higher levels of air pollution, but also not permitting new installations. An effective way of doing that is to ban new installations at the point of sale of new properties. So if a property is sold, then there should be a requirement for any existing wood heaters to be removed. And this is an effective way of removing existing wood heaters from the community. We would like to see financial incentives, rebates, especially for low-income households to incentivize the transition to clean energy, incentivize the transition to electrification in cities and communities. And we know that ACT government, for example, are a champion of this policy, of this transition to electrification, this transition to renewable energy.
And what are some things people can do around the home?
There are solutions. There are more efficient ways of heating our houses. So in places where there is a lot of sunshine and a lot of solar radiation, we can benefit from that. So we can have a rooftop solar. We know that reverse cycle air conditioning is a very effective and environmentally friendly way of heating our houses.
And stepping aside from your research for a moment, in your opinion, what would you say to people who say that wood heaters have been a part of human life for many years, they're a tradition in winter, and they give a feeling of being cozy?
Of course, the wood heaters, open fires have been part of our lives and communities for thousands of years. And I fully understand, that people like their wood heaters and fires. But we do need to confront reality that the smoke from these wood heaters is a major source of air pollution in our communities. It impacts the health of our neighbors. It impacts the health of the most vulnerable members of our communities, young children, the elderly, people with asthma, people with other respiratory conditions. And we know that this translates a significant number of deaths every year, hospitalizations and medication use. The same happened with tobacco smoking. This has been always in the communities from old times. And of course, when medical research indicated that this is a significant source of ill health, there was a shift in public perception and there was a shift in policy. And we know now that smoking is not permitted in enclosed public spaces.
And can you just remind us, what's the impact on the environment of these wood heaters?
Air pollution from wood heaters is affecting the communities. It's affecting air quality and public health. We know that from our research and the recent paper we published in the Medical Journal of Australia. But we also know that emissions from wood heaters affect the environment and exacerbate climate change. So in addition to air pollutants, which affect health, there are emissions of carbon dioxide, methane, and other greenhouse gases, which accelerate climate change. Some of the wood that which is used in wood heaters is also not necessarily sustainably produced. And of course, the transport of wood from rural areas to urban areas is causing additional pollution from transport sources. So the use of wood heaters, the use of wood for combustion and in properties for domestic heating has multiple effects on that, both on health and on the environment.
And when it comes to air pollution, is there any real safe level?
It is important to realize that air pollution, there are no safe levels to air pollution. So even if we generally enjoy good air quality in cities like Canberra during most of the year, these periods of heavy air pollution in winter time can affect the community in the long term, especially children. And we know that air pollution affects lung growth in children, and that is causing concern because if young people don't realize their full capacity in terms of lung growth, then that makes them more sensitive to infections, respiratory infections, and chronic respiratory problems later in life.
There really is a call here for state-level jurisdictions to step up and the need to monitor air quality in our major cities.
We also encourage local governments and local authorities to monitor air quality. We know that there is a number of air quality monitoring stations in Canberra and also, in other cities and regions in Australia. But it's important to have a comprehensive network of monitors to identify hotspots, identify periods of higher pollution.
Now, another idea that you and your authors have proposed is a wood heater registry. Can you talk me through the benefits of that?
The other recommendation we have is to develop a wood heater register that will provide accurate information about the number and age of wood heaters in our communities. And this can facilitate the estimation of the impact, the estimation of emissions, the impacts of health, and also help us identify the interventions that will be more effective in reducing wood heater smoke in the community.
Professor Sotiris Vardalakis, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
My special guest has been Professor Sotiris Vardalakis, who is the Professor of Environmental Public Health at the University of Canberra and the Director of the HEAL Network. You can read his research by clicking the link in the description of this podcast. You can find more podcasts on our website at mja.com.au or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.